You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You know what I liked about Columbus Day? Is that it was specific. Yeah. It was a specific, inspiring story of a man by the name Christopher Columbus, who believed against all odds that he could sail the wrong way around the world and get to India from the other side. Nobody believed in him. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to do this. They were like, you can't do it, Chris. And he was like, I'm going to do it. They're like, you can't do it, Chris. He's like, I'm going to do it. They're like, you can't do it, Chris. And he raised money. He fought for years. He finally got the ships. And he sailed the wrong way around the world. And he didn't do it.
October 13th, 2025. Ooh, it's late. Sorry about that. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin, and here we are on Columbus Day. You know, we used to get this day off. Not anymore. Or at least we used to. I don't know. Was it ever a big deal out here?
Columbus Day?
Yeah.
No. We used to get the day off.
We made, like, hats and stuff for them.
In the growing up in Philadelphia, it was a really big deal.
Because Italian?
Mm-hmm. That's why we have Columbus Day, is because of the biggest lynching in American history.
Oh.
What? Mm-hmm.
Their biggest lynching in American history were Italian Americans in New Orleans. And as a response to that, like as like attrition or something like that, the government created Columbus Day.
Huh.
Because Christopher Columbus was Italian. And then, but anyway, though, in New York and Philly and
so it had nothing to do with Columbus?
Not really.
Huh.
Not really. It was a way to like say sorry to Italians.
Huh.
Yeah. And there was a whole bunch of Italians that were all lynched at the same time in New Orleans. This I forget when it happened, but it was before the 1900s. And and Christopher Columbus was Italian. Not allegedly, he was.
Are people arguing this?
Some people say like, no, he was actually Spanish, just like the people who funded him. No, he wasn't. He was Italian. Don't take that from us.
Do you want to be on the side of Christopher Columbus?
I just want to feel something.
Okay. Because as we kind of went down the road historically and found some stuff out, might have taken over land from the Native Americans. And
well, I don't think that it was all his fault. He was a big part of it.
Okay. Okay. Like, maybe find, you know
he
what?
He thought he was taking land from somebody else if it makes you feel better.
Here's what I think you should have Stanley Tucci Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't that be better?
So much better.
I mean, talk about Italian.
Who doesn't love a Tucci?
Never heard of hair on anybody's head.
That's why he doesn't have any hair.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. Okay. We lost Columbus Day as a point of pride for Italians. Fine. Let's get back to making Italians feel good at least one day out of the 365, and let's do Tucci Day. Okay. I love it. It's got a ring to it.
Yeah.
Maybe fun dance on TikTok.
And you know what? Here's what we'll do. Like, we'll goose each other and say, you've been tooched.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
I love
but
this.
But not hard.
No.
Yeah. Because can't you picture Stanley Tucci just goosing his wife every once in a while?
Absolutely.
Stop.
Stanny. And it's the only day of the year that we're not allowed to put up offensive Italian stereotypes like Mario and stuff like that. You know, we just can't have that.
Is that an offensive Italian stereotype?
Not to anybody, apparently.
Oh.
But like, imagine if we did that to literally any other like ethnicity where like, he's just a guy with big bushy mustache. It's a me. Like, imagine if like think of any other race.
Isn't that just his accent?
Yeah, because he is a stereotype of an Italian man. Like, imagine, think about any other ethnicity where we had something that big and that popular that is such a cultural stereotype that was still around today. That everybody's
well,
fine
how
with
should
it.
He talk?
I don't know. Like a normal person,
but he's. He's Italian.
But he's from Brooklyn.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, he immigrated.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
So
make that part of the story.
You want to take that away from him?
Let's make that part of the story then.
He's from the motherland.
Why doesn't his mother have an accent?
He has a mom?
Yeah. I see.
So, okay. Got me there.
Okay. I need to tell everybody that I don't know what is about to happen. However, Katie and Kevin assure me that I have been through a traumatic event.
You have.
And I'm a survivor.
And
without knowing anything about it, I appreciate the support and bracelets are being made.
Okay. There was a time that you were assaulted in your vehicle.
Oh, you have to be more specific.
By a praying mantis.
Yes!
And it was really livid in there.
It was terrifying.
And it...
I hated it.
It was making its way around your vehicle
all
like it
the
owns
place.
A place.
Yes. Well, it wasn't my vehicle. It was a Hyundai Palisade that I had on loan through the Sacramento Hyundai Group.
Okay. But it was the car that you were driving around, is my point.
Correct.
I would like you to get onto my Instagram and everybody else text the word bug to 916-909-1065.
Okay.
Bug 916-909-1065. And I just feel like there's more of an origin story than you were realizing.
What's the origin story?
Watch the video. Everybody else, while he's doing that, text in bug to 916-909-1065.
You! Wait. What? What is this?
Did you see the hand?
Yes! At first I thought it was her hand, and I'm like, her arm's not that hairy.
Our engineer put that praying mantis in your car.
He is an effing terrorist.
You had the sunroof open just the tiniest bit, and he found it on the door handle, so he scooped it up and just put it right in the car.
He is a terrorist. We're all just laughing. What if I died? What if I died?
Well, okay. It does seem like you could have pulled over and gotten it out.
Right. I did.
You did.
But still, though.
Because there was some driving around with it literally on the steering wheel.
On the steering wheel. Then it flew to, if you've never seen it, what does Bug take you to? Just yours?
My Instagram.
Is there a way that we can also get to see what happened after the terrorist put a bomb inside my car?
Yeah, I can add that.
Add that to it, because I think that's important. I had to find a parking lot to pull over into the parking lot. And then, now I didn't remove the praying mantis in this vehicle. The praying mantis, I just left all the windows down. Was it going to get stolen? Who knows? But it didn't, I didn't care. And the praying mantis found its way out of the car, I think. I don't know. What if that
you don't know?
No, I didn't see it again.
Did you go to the dentist and come back and it was still in there?
I went to therapy.
You went to therapy.
And it was not still in there. Did you make it to the end of the video? It was not in the vehicle as far as I could tell.
Okay, got it.
But I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was in there waiting with a knife. I don't know. Who knows what praying mantises do? So, but I returned that vehicle to Roseville Hyundai. This is war. He is a scamp, and he is a scoundrel.
Here's why you deserve it.
No.
And you can't get mad at him.
Right.
I can get mad at anybody. This is America.
Because
I'm a straight white man. I'm allowed to be triggered.
You're born angry.
That's right. Have you looked around this country?
I've been marginalized.
I'm the most victim-y victim.
Okay. You have had no problem tapping in this engineer to help with your own pranks, okay? Mm. You reduced Kevin's bandwidth in his emails slowly but surely, so he never had enough room.
That was
mean.
And
he constantly had to be deleting things.
Right.
And his computer kept saying, "You're out of space, bitch." So you got Jonathan to do that for you. You got Jonathan to change my profile picture for my company-wide email and dashboard.
Yeah.
So anytime I sent an email to anybody in office, it was a picture of me as a senior in high school.
Yeah.
My senior portrait.
Turns out that was way harder to then reverse and fix than we thought it was going to be.
It might still be that
way. I think it's, yeah.
All right, you make a fair point.
So how does it feel to be on the receiving end?
Well, I think there's a common thread here. And the problem is Jonathan. He is a menace to this company. And I hope HR is listening. I'm making an appointment with you today. And our general manager,
should he be there too?
He should be there too.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy, man, I am.
When Jonathan came in and showed us this, I danced a jig. I haven't been so happy in a long time.
Is it fixed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now text the word bug, BUG, to 916-909-1065. I am miffed, and I will give him a round of applause on that one.
Absolutely.
That was a real good prank.
Yep, gotcha good.
Even if it was an act of terrorism.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
So we want to know, what is the most your kid has spent of your money on an unauthorized purchase? Call us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Because information was done. And what they actually found was fascinating. And I think this number is actually shocking. Okay. And what they found was the kids spend $170 on unauthorized purchases. $170.
That's a lot.
I think it's low.
What?
Really?
In a year? In a year. Now, granted, there are some places that some companies that try to make it hard for kids to accidentally buy stuff. Roblox is one of them. We've talked about it on the show at this time before. It feels like you're laundering money when you buy Robux because you have to go to a website and then put in real money, which then you have to convert to Robux. Like, what is going on here? But at least it makes it hard for kids to just hit purchase.
Yeah, that's true.
But we want to know, how much has your kid spent and what did they spend it on? And speaking of which, 916-909-1065. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
I thought it was foolproof, but apparently I'm wrong. What did your kid spend money on? Let's talk about that first.
It was Roblox. It was a few years ago. They were younger, and they didn't realize the extent of the money that they were spending on Roblox, but they spent almost $1,000 in one night.
In one night.
While I was sleeping.
And were you able to contact Roblox and go like, hey, I need my money back. Take away their coins or their razors or, I don't know, whatever you buy.
Skins, usually. Skins, yeah.
I contacted the bank, and the bank was able to, like, dispute the charges.
Wow.
But I didn't get everything back.
You didn't get it? How much did you get back?
I think it was about half.
Oh my God. So almost $500.
And did the kids know that it cost actual money? They couldn't have, right?
They didn't realize the extent of it, I don't think. They knew that they were spending my money, and they knew that it was wrong, but they were young and they didn't realize how much it was.
You know, you still sound emotionally shaken from that.
I'm emotionally shaken from it.
Thank you so much for your phone call. Let's talk to Adrena. Am I saying this right? Adriana. So close, yes. Kevin. Adriana, what did they spend money on?
My son spent money on Robux.
And how? I thought this was foolproof.
I have to tell you, in buying Audrey Robux, I never had to jump through the hoops that you described. So,
okay. So what did they spend? How much?
My mother-in-law, his grandma, about $800. To his dad, about $650 or $700.
Okay. Oh my God! So almost $1,500 in Robux.
Yes.
He
knew what he was doing.
He's
the only kid walking around Rainbow Friends with a Louis Vuitton bag.
My kids have, I want to say one has ordered one movie and it costs like $3.99.
Wow.
And other than that, they are, but also if they're going to be on the iPad, they can't even like download an app without asking permission first.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
So they don't do anything like without getting permission first.
People who are texting into 909-1065, they're helping me. The reason I think there's all these hoops to jump through is I've never spent money on Roblox. I have only spent gift cards.
Oh.
And in order to convert a gift card to money is like feels like money laundering.
We put this up on Facebook. Paul said that his son rented the SpongeBob movie that he could have pulled up for free on a different platform.
To be fair, I've done that too.
Sure. Heather said that her daughter ordered a special sleeping bag on Groupon when she was four. Stephanie, this one is hysterical. Her daughter spent over $300 on different items with her own baby photo on it from Shutterfly when she was 2 years old because she liked looking at photos of herself.
That's hysterical and also kind of adorable. Like, how do you get mad at something
right.
like that?
And that's at least something that you have. And the last one on here, and we have to say it because it would have been his birthday today. Our friend, our buddy Sawyer.
Oh.
Today he would have been at his 19th birthday.
Wow.
And when he was 4 years old, he spent $66 on Smurf berries on a game.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
We want to know if opposites truly attract. And this is based on, I mean, I'm not going to say science, but it's based on something that Kevin found. It was a study that was done. And what'd you find, Kevin?
I found that in love, opposites don't actually attract, and you need to have about 80% likeliness to even last.
Now, why is that?
Like 80% in common?
Yeah.
What is this based on? What are the findings here?
Research found that analyzing traits ranging from political leanings to age of first intercourse to
leanings.
Political leanings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To substance use habit, partners are more likely to not be similar.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
He's leaving something out.
What is he leaving out?
Because I saw this study. And there are some people that don't need to have things in common. In fact, they believe very strongly that opposites attract. That's Aries, Libra, and Scorpios. And Kevin, you're an Aries through and through. Okay? You are the lighthouse of Aries.
Period. Okay? Yes.
All boats travel towards you.
This is based on the zodiac?
Yes. Aries, Libra, and Scorpios, we don't need to have stuff in common. We are big opposites attract people. And I think my relationship with D'Lo is proof of that.
I mean, you guys aren't very similar.
No. And it's great. And thank God. And because imagine if I was with somebody like me.
Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody like you?
No, because I'm one in a million.
Oh, period.
The only thing closest to me is Kevin.
I mean, picturing you in a relationship with somebody just like you,
it'd be chaos.
You're right. It would be chaos.
And nobody would ever not be talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing would get done.
Yeah.
Too much money would be spent.
And you're an Aries?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Aries are one of the people that believe in this, right?
Yep.
See, here's the sticking point I'm going to put on this. My dad is an Aries, and my mother is a Scorpio, and they could not be more opposites attract. And their divorce,
spoiler alert, it didn't work out.
Was traumatic. Maybe not for them, but it certainly was for me and my brother. So, like, as far as like opposites attract, look at Aries and Scorpios. I don't know, maybe not to freak you out, but maybe it worked out for a little bit, but then eventually it didn't.
Okay, but here's the thing. Maybe Aries, Libra, and Scorpios need to not be with Aries, Libra, and Scorpios, but everybody else is on the table.
Some of the some of the things that Kevin listed as things that you need to have in common make a lot of sense. Political learnings, for one.
Learning.
Okay?
Leanings.
Okay. Like, I know
D'Lo and I are on the same page politically.
Right. So are me and my wife. And like, I know some people who say that they are different political leanings. I don't believe them. I always think that one person is strongly leaning one way and the other person just doesn't seem to care as much.
Yeah.
And as far as like substance, you said abuse. How about just use?
Use.
Substance use. It's pretty hard, I think, for somebody who's trying to be sober to be with somebody who still uses, you know, or consumes.
I think it depends on why you are trying to be sober. If you are trying to be sober because you have, you know, alcohol dependence disorder.
Right, right.
That's different than like, just gives me a headache.
But you don't think it extends to even beyond just the things that Kevin listed in that? You don't think it extends to taste in movies and TV, taste in music? You don't think it extends to how you raise the children?
I was going to say the way that you parent, I think, is one of the most important things where opposites, you can't be opposites.
You can't. Then you're at war with each other over stuff.
Right.
So like, I think
movies, who cares?
But you don't think though that I think people who would like definitely like go on movie dates. You're not somebody that would ever go on a movie date, but like
Davey and I've never gone to the movies together.
That's insane to me. That's just insane.
We don't have it just doesn't. Oh my God. What if we do have a lot in common?
What?
Because neither of us wants to. We haven't gone to the movies because we don't care about going to the movies. We like the same TV shows. We like the same food. Oh, my God.
No.
See?
See?
Maybe we are more similar than I thought.
Opposites don't attract. Don't attract.
Oh,
and no. Kevin was right.
Right.
I'm not sure which is worse.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're in a relationship, you know, sometimes it's hard to get the other person to meet your needs. And Katie's in a relationship now and her partner's trying to get her to meet his needs, and he's turning to science to do it.
Okay. His needs are being plenty met, by the way. He sent me an Instagram. It is not linked to anything. It's just an image.
Okay.
Okay. And in the image, it says, science proves that engaging in sexual activity after working out speeds up the recovery process post-gym.
Okay. Okay. So say that one more time.
Okay. Science proves that engaging in sexual activity after working out speeds up the recovery process post-gym.
Okay.
my guess is he's trying to be like, see?
Uh-huh.
See how it would help your recovery?
Well, is he trying to say that, like, you don't have sex with me after we go for a run?
I know. I think he's saying,
because you're like, my body hurts.
I think he's saying, but you should.
Okay.
How about? I think it's a suggestion.
Sure.
Let me tell you, you can't just say, like, science.
Right.
Okay.
Although to be fair, I think we say it on the show a lot.
Okay, well,
but legitimately, I have links to all the stuff that we talk about.
Yeah.
It's just easier sometimes to say science.
Right.
Well, research shows.
There is
Mr. Research.
Now I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
And I can't find anything.
What did you Google?
Well, I mean, I Googled, does sex help speed up recovery after workout?
Okay.
Is it good to have sex after going to the gym?
Right.
All these. I Googled a million different things.
And?
I can't find. Science isn't on my computer, I guess. Because I can't find it. Just saying science proves is basically like, trust me, bro.
It is a lot like that.
Yeah.
Especially when it's just a screen capture.
I looked at that and I said out loud in this room, nice try.
Right. It's basically the equivalency of getting a piece of paper and a marker and writing, doctor says you should have sex with me more. And then taking a picture of that and being like, exhibit A, exhibit A through Z. You're going to turn against science? That seems wrong.
Nice try.
Right.
And for all you gentlemen out there that sent that to your wife saying the same thing, she is also thinking nice try.
Can I say something real fast?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you're just joining us, Katie's boyfriend sent her a meme as evidence that she should have sex with him more often. Here's the thing. How dare he?
Why?
Because, first of all, I know for a fact he's getting plenty of sex because you don't shut up about it. Second of all, that is the kind of desperate move for people like me. And how dare you take our arsenal.
Your ammo.
Exactly.
Right.
Because we know that science is not a reputable source. Just saying that, like, doesn't compute. So because we know that, this is a Hail Mary for us. this is us begging on two knees.
Right.
Which is humiliating.
What do I have left?
Right.
Science?
This is all we have left.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And how dare he
do
this?
And how dare he do that to you? Okay. You're right. And I'm apologizing on his behalf.
Thank you.
For you.
I appreciate that. It's like a skinny person going on a GLP-1 shot.
Being like, oh, yeah. I lost. So look at me.
Man, like, I just can't stand that I have these 3 extra pounds. So I'm going to do the same thing that somebody that has 53 extra pounds will do. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
I have a question. How dare you?
Research says, how dare you?
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And the jackpot is $360 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Oh, man. Monday morning on Columbus Day. I love it. And let's talk to Zach. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Happy Columbus Day to you and yours.
Oh, happy Columbus Day to you.
Right. What are you going to do to celebrate?
I am going to go to work.
Wow. Wow. That's rude to all Italians.
I was going to give people smallpox.
Oh, Katie.
Too soon?
Let us have this. Let us Italians have this.
You guys are fine.
Jeez. All right. Zach, Katie's leaving the studio. Thank God. And we're going to go over five trivia questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. Win or lose, though, I got a 4-pack of Fast Pass tickets to the Sacramento Screen Park for you, okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
Here we go. Question one. President Trump is in Egypt this morning to attend the signing of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. The hostages have been returned, and hopefully this will finally bring peace to the region. What color is not in the Egyptian flag? Yellow, green, or black?
Yellow.
Question two, Hollywood icon Diane Keaton died over the weekend at the age of 79, though we still don't know why. She was in some of the biggest movies of all time, like The Godfather, Annie Hall, and Father of the Bride. She won an Oscar for which one of those films?
Annie Hall.
Question three, if you're a Swiftie, you may not be listening right now because you're watching Good Morning America, waiting for the, quote, huge Taylor Swift announcement. No one knows what it is right now, but some are speculating as to even more new music, a world tour announcement, or possibly a date for the wedding. What channel is Good Morning America on?
Good Morning America is ABC.
Question four, Channing Tatum has a new movie out called Roof Man. I have a review for it. If you want to check out my review, it's at Gavin Wake Up Call on Instagram. During an interview, he was asked if 23 Jump Street was ever coming out. That would be the third film in the 21 Jump Street franchise. And he says no because of one person. He said it's one of the producers who wants way too much money. He's holding everything up. Who is his co-star in those films?
Jonah Hall.
Question five, Wendy Osefo, I think I'm saying that name right, from Real Housewives of Potomac was arrested along with her husband on 16 charges of insurance fraud, seven of which are felonies. This all stems from a 2024 burglary, and they have been released on $50,000 bond. If she claimed that a $12,000 necklace, a $69,000 ring, and an $86,000 bracelet were all stolen, how much did she report to her insurance company?
Oh, math in the morning.
Math in the morning. That's what they call us.
$167,000.
All righty, Kevin, please go bring Katie back in. And Zach, I know it's a Monday morning, but you sound awake and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Where are we going?
We're actually going to get some exercise this morning. So
I love
to get
that.
Things up and running.
So are you on your way to the gym, or are you just going to go for a run? What are you going to do?
Going to the gym.
Going to the gym.
Good for you.
I love that.
Just get it done. Get it over with.
That's the pre-workout talking right now.
Yeah.
All right. Zach, I'm going to put you on hold. And Katie, $360 is what you're defending. You ready?
How much?
$360.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
All right. So no pressure. Here we go. Question one. President Trump is in Egypt this morning to attend the signing of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Thank God. The hostages have been returned, and President Trump did take part in the negotiation of this. What color is not in the Egyptian flag?
Okay.
Yellow, green, or black?
Green?
Yeah.
Isn't it just black and yellow?
It's black and black, white, red, and there's yellow in the middle.
Oh, I didn't even know that there was red in it.
Yeah. Wow. Question two. Diane Keaton died.
I know.
It seemed to come out of nowhere.
It does seem that way.
She was 79, but she always looked 50 to me.
She did, yeah.
Even when she was younger, she looked 50. And then when she got older, she looked 50.
It was that top button, always done.
She was an incredible actress in some of the biggest movies like The Godfather, Annie Hall, and Father of the Bride. She won an Oscar for which one of those movies?
Probably Annie Hall.
That is correct.
Who was she in Godfather?
She was Michael's wife.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize.
Question. She's the one at the end of the movie where he just slowly shuts the door on her. Okay. That classic shot. Oh, okay. Have you ever seen The Godfather?
Yeah.
All right. Question three. There is a good chance that there's no Swifties listening right now to us because Good Morning America is having Taylor Swift on this morning for a, quote, huge announcement. People are speculating that it's even more new music, possibly a world tour announcement.
I don't want her to do a world tour right now.
Or she's going to tell everybody what the date of the wedding is. I don't know.
Why would she tell us the date of her wedding?
I don't know, because she's the biggest star in the world.
I know, but like...
It's going to be the biggest wedding. I feel like this is going to be like when Princess Diana got married.
I feel like that's exactly why you shouldn't tell anybody.
We should just find out after it happens?
Yes! Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I think it should.
No one in her life will let that happen. There's way too much opportunity for it, for everybody around her to make money. What channel is Good Morning America on?
ABC.
Yeah. ABC. Question four, Channing Tatum. He's got a new movie called Roof Man. Did you see the trailer for that?
No.
We talked about it. It's a true story. We actually talked about it on the show when it happened. About a guy who lived, he escaped from prison and he lived in a Toys R Us for like 6 or 7 months. Remember talking about that?
Kind of.
So they made it into a movie. But anyway, though, I've got a review for it on my Instagram, but... He was asked if 23 Jump Street is ever going to come out.
Okay.
That would be the third film in the 21 Jump Street franchise. He said no, and it's because of one person. It's a producer who wants too much money, he said. Who is his co-star in those films?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. Zach Jonah Hill, not Jonah Hall.
Can't they just do it without the producer?
I guess not. I mean, they must own the rights to it or something like that. And question five, Wendy Acefo, am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
From Real Housewives of Potomac. She was arrested with her husband.
Happy Eddie. I'm sure
you know all about
it. I sure do.
His name is Happy Eddie.
We call him Happy Eddie.
No, he's not so Happy Eddie today.
Although she's smiling in her mugshot.
16 charges of insurance fraud, 7 of which are felonies.
Yeah.
Is she a big part of the show?
Oh, yeah. She and they went to Jamaica and then said that their house was broken into and then claimed all this stuff on their insurance. And then she was seen wearing some of the jewelry that she claimed was stolen.
Not smart. If she claimed that a $12,000 necklace, a $69,000 ring,
oh my God,
and an $86,000 bracelet were all stolen.
Okay.
How much is that to report to that insurance company?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh God.
3 seconds.
What
Three,
number is that? Hold on. 167,000.
Kevin.
Ah.
Wow.
How does she do it?
How does she do it? Let's ask Zach. Are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You got 3, but Katie got all 5 right.
What? Did I?
All 5 right. So even if you did get Jonah Hill instead of Jonah Hall, it still wouldn't have been enough, Zach. But we're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But anyway, though, Zach, stay on hold because we still need to get your information because you won that 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
But what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Nope, not today. Not today.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
So we can all use a way to get luckier and... Kevin might have found the secret to that. Now, what did you find here, Kevin?
I found that there was research done and says if you smoke cigarettes, your chancing of winning at a casino is 33% more.
Wait.
Say that again.
If you're smoking a cigarette and you're like playing table games or slots, you're 33% more likely to win.
Come on.
And so... In your mind, you're thinking you're going to start smoking?
When I gamble, yeah.
Man, I wish I could just pick up smoking cigarettes, come and go whenever I want.
Is it not that easy?
I was addicted to cigarettes the second I took a drag from one.
Oh.
Yeah, then, and it was really hard to quit. But
we'll have enough money, though.
Okay, regardless of that. There's no way this is
true. There's no way this is true.
There's research for it.
Okay, explain the research.
It literally just says increase your chance of winning by 33% by smoking.
That's not research.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's just a statement.
Okay, watch. What was this done by the University of Casino?
No, let me see.
There's no way this is true, smoking. Kevin.
I mean, listen, hold on a second, Kevin. Before, look at me. Everybody, doesn't it seem like half the people in a casino are smoking cigarettes?
It certainly smelled like it.
Right. So, like, I would say that the scale is just off. If you're just going to a casino, there's already a, let's just for argument's sake, 50% chance that you're a cigarette smoker, which is not true. Like, especially in California.
Yeah, not in California.
Like, it feels like the only time I ever see a cigarette smoker is when I go to a casino. Yeah. So, right away, if you're winning at a casino, the odds of you being a cigarette smoker are already pretty high.
Right. That's like, see?
But also more Asians go to casinos than other people. So that's the same thing as me saying you're 33% luckier at a casino if you're Asian. That's not true either.
I got that too.
No, but it's not true.
The luck of the dragon, Kevin.
Who did this research, quote unquote?
Maybe it might not be true. It's research by a casino.
Oh, what?
So it is from a casino.
Yeah, I should have read more. I'm honestly pissed because they...
Of course a casino is saying that.
They're trying to trick me into buying cigarettes there so they can take more of my money.
The only way this could be worse is if it was a research done by Big Tobacco.
Right! That's like if Big Tobacco is like, there's a 59% chance of being more attractive if you smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure they tried to say
in like the 50s. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Thompson. And if I want to get me a lucky lady, what I do is light up a cool
lucky
Camel.
Strike.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing makes you look more attractive than a Lucky Strike. Take it from me. I'm a doctor. That's exactly what the kind of research you brought us. Kevin,
but you know what? I'm glad you did. I'm glad he didn't just take this and go like, okay, now I know. And then he's all just.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if there's a silver lining to this story, how could you be this susceptible? It makes me
it's
nervous.
It's not me.
It is you.
They made their post look very legit.
He loves a get-rich-quick scheme.
I mean, it's easy. I'm already going to the casino. Why not boost up my chances?
For lung cancer.
No.
Oh.
If you smoke one, you can't get lung cancer.
Well, I don't think... Okay.
So are you just going to smoke one?
One until I hit. If I hit big, then I don't need to smoke anymore.
Are you still going to do this?
I'm going to try it.
Don't.
What?
They have to come up with the facts somewhere.
They didn't.
Yeah?
It's not a fact.
Well, someone had to think about it and...
Watch this. I just saw a study that says I'm 50% more likely to punch you in the face today.
Okay, that's a mean one.
We don't like the mean ones.
That's not true.
Kevin, I worry this is the kind of stuff that people who give all of their money to a Nigerian prince think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God you don't have any money.
I mean, I have cigarette money.
Well, yeah, apparently that is true. Well, Kevin, thank you for bringing this to us. Not because it's true, but because we worry about you and your well-being.
Yeah,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
Katie is an athlete. She is training for a marathon. Oh. Ever heard of her?
I'm trying. I've pulled my calf, so we'll see.
But that's not letting her stop it. She's out there every single day training. Right?
I thought I was on the treadmill yesterday.
See that? And yeah, you're probably thinking like, but how far can she run? She can run miles.
Yes.
And when is the marathon that you're training for?
July.
So everybody just
again,
calm
we'll
down.
We'll see if we get there.
There's time. But I found another marathon that might have the motivation to really, really help you on this.
Okay.
Now, this marathon is in Denver, but you like traveling though,
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And this particular marathon is called the Taco Bell 50K.
What?
Run for the border or the finish line, whatever you want to do. At the Taco Bell 50K, and they have done this for 8 years in a row.
And we're just now hearing about
it? I know.
They're
crazy.
They're holding out on us.
Now, Katie loves her some Taco Bell.
I do.
I do, too.
It's hard not to.
This is not officially sponsored by Taco Bell.
Oh.
One of the founders of the Taco Bell 50 Marathon explains what this race entails.
Okay.
It's a 31-mile loop around Denver. We stop at 10 Taco Bells. Runners have to eat at 9 of the 10.
We'll stop it there. You have to eat at 9 of the 10 Taco Bells. Okay?
And by the fourth stop, all entrants had to have consumed a Crunchwrap Supreme or Chalupa Supreme.
Like, if you think...
Okay, so you can't just be like, I'll have...
One soft taco, please.
Right.
Okay, which, by the way, already playing with fire. Okay. there are exact items you have to have.
And then by the eighth stop, all entrants had to have consumed a burrito supreme or a nacho supreme.
It's not
just that. How are you eating a nacho supreme?
While running.
And it's not just that, too. There are other challenges you can add on to the Taco Bell 50K marathon, such as you can do the Diablo challenge, where you lather all items in Diablo sauce.
What?
And then you do a Diablo shooter that is prepared for you at the end of the race. Or let's say you don't want to do that. Instead, you could add on the Baja Blast challenge, where you drink a 2-liter bottle of Baja Blast without vomiting.
Okay, I have so many questions. A, how are people not throwing up?
They are.
They are. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number two. Speaking of number two. Are there bathrooms?
There are bathrooms. Okay. Yes, you can make bathroom stops if you must.
And I'm sorry, but at that point you must.
But you're not going to finish. There will be no on-course Pepto, Alka-Seltzer, Pepsid, or Mylanta allowed. So let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Your boyfriend is very athletic.
Yes.
And so what if you went to him and said, I found us a marathon that has all the motivation that I want.
Right. And by that, I mean shredded cheese.
Right. It just involves we have to eat Taco Bell during it. Now, he does not eat fast food at all.
Right.
And of all the fast food, he really frowns upon Taco Bell. So no mas taco food. Okay. And what if you told him,
this
is the only marathon I will do?
Listen, do you want me running? Now, I have to tell you, it's a lot further than a marathon. 31 miles.
Okay.
A marathon's 26.
Oh, yeah.
So they're making you go more than a full marathon.
That's true. Plus, you got to contend with the altitude.
Oh, God. Okay. In this scenario, this has to be on flat land.
Okay. So let's say it's flat land.
Okay. Sea level.
Let's say you're not a mile up in the sky.
Okay.
Ground. Let's say you do it here.
Okay. Yeah.
There's no reason why we couldn't do this here. We could call it the Wake Up Call Taco Bell 50K.
Yes.
Candy from the Wake Up Call Memorial Marathon. Okay.
For the cure.
So what if we did that and he said, and you say, this is the only marathon I'm ever going to run.
Okay. So we're both getting what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We're running.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm eating Taco Bell. Oh, but he'd have to eat Taco Bell.
Right. That's my point.
Oh, he'd never make it.
Why not?
His body wouldn't let him.
Even after a little bit?
Huh?
Just a little bit? Like a Chalupa Supreme?
Oh, man.
Those are heavy.
I don't know this for sure, but I believe if he ate a Chalupa Supreme, he would turn inside out and then just explode.
Yeah, he would Chalupa his pants for sure.
He eats too well, too many green juices in that body. That he could never.
Yeah.
He could never. That's exactly
right. It's too clean and isolated to just smack it with a bunch of Taco Bell all at once.
And then say, now run.
Right. It would all turn to gack.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is something that even though you're an all the way grown up adult, you still don't know how to do it? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Text it in, call, whatever, smoke signals. And this is based on a survey that I found. 2,000 adults found that many are struggling with essential adulting tasks, with appliance repair and toolbox use topping the list.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I have a toolbox. It's filled with tools. I only know how to use probably 4 of them.
Yeah.
And, well, are we counting an Allen wrench as its own tool?
Okay, fine.
5.
Okay.
Other things that were on this list, 30% don't know how to file their taxes. Yeah, I'm in that group. I have a CPA do it. I have no idea.
I don't know how to do that.
23% can't handle basic contracts. I can actually handle my contract, okay?
What is there to handle in a contract?
How to read through it and understand legalese and stuff like that. 20% struggle with flat pack furniture assembly. Not Katie.
Nope.
She probably does, but she doesn't think she does. She
no, I definitely don't.
You don't even look at the instructions.
Because I have a three-dimensional mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So?
Stop yelling at me.
Okay.
Other things are on this list of things that we should totally know how to do as an adult, but we still don't know how to do them. Understanding interest rates. Come on, guys.
Believe it or not, I do understand that quite well, but I think it's just because I worked in the mortgage industry.
Probably. 17% of us don't know understand interest rates. And the polls show 68% of young adults believed that their grandparents handled being adult way better than they do. Yeah, duh. Because they did. They had to. They had to. I think so. Our grandparents' generation?
I mean, what were they doing that we're not?
Or actually, wait a second. That would be, if it's young adults, then that would be our parents' generation. So I just think that it just seemed like they, here's the thing with them, and this is a sidebar.
Okay.
It seems like their lives all worked out and they've got their ducks in a row, but I think it was because they had it a lot easier than we did.
Well, there were fewer ducks.
Yeah, there were fewer ducks, and it was that was back when you could buy a house with a song and and a $50 coupon.
Well, but also you didn't have to learn how to use TurboTax.
Right, like, and stuff like that. Social media wasn't an issue when raising your children, you know? Like, it just seems like it was just a lot easier. But let's go to text messages, though. Think about things that you still don't know how to do. This is my favorite one that we got in. Somebody texted this one. I still have to whisper lefty loosey righty tighty every
yes,
single time.
Absolutely. You know what is something that I cannot get my head around? North, south, east, west.
Like on a map or like in directions?
If I'm driving somewhere, if somebody goes, just go north on 80, which I don't even know if you can do. Can you?
On 80?
Yeah.
No, it runs east and west.
Okay. Okay, well, there you go. That's a great example.
It's a great example. You know what? That's not your fault. That's genetics. You're good. There's a reason. It's true. There's a reason why women are better at deciphering colors better than men are. It's because you are really good for evolution of making sure that you can understand like what was poisonous and what wasn't poisonous. And then we're good trackers. We just know where the sun is like that.
I'm good at getting myself places, just not telling you how I did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kind of like building and assembling furniture.
Yeah.
I don't know how the couch is done, but jump on it. You'll see it works.
It's solid.
Somebody says, I still don't know how to swim.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
You know what's something that people don't know how to do? And I can't get, like, I can't understand why people can't do this. So.
I don't know if I've ever even tried.
I'm not talking like making a sweater, but like putting a button on? How do you not know how to do that?
It seems like it'd be, I've never done it, but
never sewed a button back onto something.
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
That's so weird.
Is it?
You know what's something else?
I just have sturdy buttons.
Trying to understand daylight saving time.
You do struggle with that one.
Every year.
Somebody just texted in, I can barely tie my shoes.
Let alone thread a needle.
Somebody says, I can't crack a crab. I mean, that doesn't seem like it's something every adult should know how to do.
Yes, it does.
Crack a crab? Like, eat a crab?
You have little tongs and you just...
I think they mean how to, like, take it all apart and eat all the meat out of it.
Oh.
That seems like it's almost like scientific dissection sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like you just go with off vibes.
What did we put on Facebook?
Jody said the difference between affect and effect.
Oh, sure. Grammatics, just grammatics in general. So many people should know the difference between there, and there, and they don't.
That one I actually get.
Yeah.
That one I've got pretty solid. Courtney said, how to fold a fitted sheet.
Oh, I don't know how to do it. Is it?
I do.
Yeah, you keep talking this. You still haven't seen a fitted sheet come into the studio yet to show us all how you do it.
I'm sorry, it's not higher on my list of priorities. I'm trying to figure out where's north. and Kathy said that she doesn't know how to change a tire.
Oh, that's actually something I do, and I have. I've changed shoe tires in my life. One wasn't even on my car.
Wow, what a good Samaritan.
I was in the car, but I mean...
Oh. So,
keep the text messages coming in to 916-909. 106.5.
106.5, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
This story's crazy. So, you come here for stock advice. We know that. And we plan on giving it to you. That's why Kevin is a millionaire. And one of the most profitable companies in the world right now, which has stock prices soaring at a rate faster than NVIDIA, which is the most valuable company in the world, faster than Microsoft, faster than Amazon, faster than Tesla, is Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear?
Yes. Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bear, over the last year, has built this like massive financial gain that people are like, how are you doing it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been to the workshop. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we've all been there.
I enjoy kissing that heart, putting it in.
Now, don't get me wrong. It does seem like a really smart business model to make you the factory worker.
That's true. Well, guess what? I enjoy it, okay?
Right. But I looked into it, though, and some of it is, you know, we're just kind of getting into tariffs right now, which is making everybody's costs go up, but Build-A-Bear isn't as affected by it. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't think that's the case. When I read an article from the CEO talking about their strategy, and this is from like almost a year ago before their, you know, it was news. Today it's news. The big thing was they're targeting an adult audience.
Oh,
right.
With what?
Right. An estimated 40% of Build-A-Bear's customers are now teens and adults.
Can I get more?
Can anybody explain that to me? Can anybody explain why a grown-ass person would go to Build-A-Bear for themselves?
Star Wars?
Like, they have said, like, the licensing was a big part of it. You're making a joke about Star Wars, but the brand has expanded its business model to become a branded intellectual property company. It's partners with, like, Marvel and Swarovski Crystal Bears, even.
What? There's Crystal Bears?
Yes, and sports teams and all that stuff. Okay. But, like, if you're closing down the store, like, who's buying a Build-A-Bear online? Like,
that defeats the purpose.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I want to go into the workshop. I want to be forced to labor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want to, by the end of it, I want to be Norma Rae ringing that union bell, you know?
Right, yeah.
You know, like, hey, these conditions aren't okay.
Right.
I want to go find roller skates to put on this bear.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know.
Right. We need to unionize as Build-A-Bear customers that this is ridiculous.
Yes.
I cut my finger on a heart. Okay. This is, we'll go back to the adult thing, though.
Okay.
And there's only two conclusions. One, people have finally realized this is a brilliant way to smuggle drugs.
Okay.
I don't want to tell criminals how to criminalize stuff, but like, if I was a drug mule, I'd look into Build-A-Bear.
Now, let us not forget, though, that Build-A-Bear did start making like sexy bears.
And there's my second possibility. Yeah. Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, we did talk about it on this show.
Yep.
I believe even at this time, Build-A-Bear at one point or another, there was big pushback. Okay. From conservative groups that they did not like the sexualization of Build-A-Bear. And just to recap, they did make like lions that were wearing lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
They made like pumas that had shirts that said Zaddy on it and stuff like that.
Now, right now they're doing sort of a elevated Halloween sort of thing. Ooh. So there's like, I assume Vampire Queen, but here's, she's crying blood.
I found another one.
Oh, naughty devil.
It's a sexy devil Build-A-Bear in some silk panties.
Yeah.
Is this what has saved Build-A-Bear? I don't know. Well, that's, I don't want to say saved. I don't know if they were in financial dire straits, but more profitable than most companies on the planet right now? Build-A-Bear?
Oh my God, they have a giant size Pokemon Build-A-Bear.
See?
$150.
And there you go.
They're Kevin, $150?
For the giant size.
Maybe it is the gamers and stuff.
Yeah, I think so. They also have Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They do.
They got me. I might go to Build-A-Bear.
And what? Which one? The Pokemon one?
The Pokemon, the fun characters and collections. They have characters from all over. They have Sanrio. You can get Hello Kitty.
You can get Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh my
God. You
can
get Beetlejuice.
Wow, you guys are all sinking real into this pit.
I didn't know they did all this.
It didn't take much.
All right, well, you know what? I brought this up going like, I don't get it. And you know what? Thank you. Now I get it.
Now you get it.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.